USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration late on Friday approved the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech. The largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history is expected to begin early next week, with the first doses going to healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Nearly 300,000 Americans have died from the virus. The United States Supreme Court has rejected Texas's lawsuit challenging results of the presidential election in four swing states. President Trump said on Twitter late Friday, "The Supreme Court really let us down. No wisdom, no courage." Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News.
Many of these cases are being thrown out on standing or procedural grounds. And there are a lot of voters out there who believe that this election was not fairly done. And they don't feel like the evidence has been scrutinized.
The Electoral College meets to formally elect Biden as president on Monday. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats need to drop their controversial outstanding demands for the next coronavirus relief package. Speaking on the Senate floor,
in what universe should emergency aid for small businesses be contingent on massive bailouts for state governments with no linkage to actual needs?
McConnell called on Democrats to pass a significant targeted COVID relief bill, including more funding for the Paycheck Protection Program, coronavirus vaccine distribution, and expiring unemployment benefits. CO2 levels have dropped worldwide.
According to a study released Thursday by the Global Carbon Project, global carbon dioxide emissions fell by an estimated 7% in 2020. It's the largest fall in carbon emissions ever recorded and is largely a result of the coronavirus pandemic keeping people at home. Emissions dropped 12% in the United States, 11% in Europe, 9% in India, and only 1.7% in China. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Skywatchers, this weekend is for you. The Geminids meteor shower peaks on Sunday night. The spectacle could bring more than 100 shooting stars per hour. Your best bet is after nightfall into the early morning hours, away from city lights. And then there's the Christmas star later this month that will be something humanity hasn't seen since the 1600s. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
You'll be able to catch a celestial show that humanity hasn't seen for nearly 800 years. On December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will align in a position known as the Great Conjunction, which is the point at which they are the closest to each other in the night sky as seen from Earth. The phenomenon is also referred to as the Christmas star. While this meeting happens every 20 years or so, in 2020, the planets will be closer than they have been since 1623.
For the first time in 9 months, NBA teams return to their home arenas without fans to begin the NBA preseason. It featured the return of John Wall for the first time in nearly 2 years, and DeMarcus Cousins playing for the first time since the 2019 NBA Finals. The defending champion Lakers beat the Clippers in the Battle of L.A. 87-81. The Trailblazers beat the Kings 127-102. The Rockets over the Bulls 125-104. The Knicks beat the Pistons 90-84. And the Magic 116-112. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.